Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, we have a text. Let's go to the text line.
Yeah, so we got Ross from Lake Mills texting in. And you can be like Ross, and you can also text in at 844-967-2789. But Ross's question pretty much boils down, Matt, to sounds like the Public Service Commission here in Wisconsin is going to use about $100 million in grants from the federal relief funds to bring broadband to roughly 400,000 to 600,000 mostly rural residents. And Ross comments, as great as that sounds, he's a little worried that there might be even more disinformation that mostly Republican voters will have access to with that broadband, and he fears that it might work horribly for progressive ideas. So Ross is pretty much just wants to know what your opinion is on that and what the fight over broadband would really mean if it goes through.
Yeah, that's a great question. Let me just say this. We need broadband throughout this country, in all rural areas, urban areas, every area. You know, when Franklin Roosevelt had the Rural Electrification Act in the 1930s, he didn't say, I'm only going to put it in Democratic areas. We're all Americans. You know, I've said this before. I want to say it again out of kind of a tip of the hat to my shipmates in the Navy. There are a lot of Republicans on that ship, a lot of Democrats on that ship. Nobody talked politics. We all stood watch together. We all worked together. We went on liberty together. These were excellent shipmates. So when you put broadband has to go throughout rural Wisconsin and rural America. It simply has to. You can't run a small business efficiently if you have sort of slow internet blackouts and all that kind of thing. I mean, there are places in the state you can't get a telephone signal. Places in the state you can't get online. You simply are going to stagnate if that occurs. Now, what are the consequences of that? Well, you can say that will help. And by the way, the Public Service Commission using COVID money for this is really very sad, because do you know that we were slotted for $50 million when Obama was president, which would have started the process, and Walker turned it down? He turned down $50 million for rural broadband. And now rural broadband is a big part of the infrastructure bill, and that's hung up. So wherever the money comes from, yes, we do need that. And does it enable people who are Republicans and Democrats, and they can get their ideas around? But in the long run, information is good. In the long run, sunshine is the best disinfectant. And yes, there's a lot of social media that's false, but there's a lot of social media where people do get their news that's true. People read newspapers online and so forth. So on balance, I am adamant we need broadband throughout the United States for all Americans. We are all Americans. Thanks very, very much for calling in. Going next, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, to this group of people that have been subpoenaed, two of them are supposedly cooperating. What does that mean? Are they just given name, rank, and serial number? And the reason I say that is because look how long it took White House Counsel McGahn to even utter one word. There, I just heard it was like 700 days he stalled this off. And then one of these legal people this morning says that even if they get Bannon in there, he's not compelled to say anything. Well, what is that all about? We're in all totally uncharted areas here. And they're just challenging the norms and the laws everywhere you go. And if they're going to continue to do that, well, you know, we're going to get nothing out of these people. He's going to sit there like a sphinx and say nothing.
Well, here's the deal, Dick. The truth of the matter is that our hands have been tied when Trump certainly was president during the impeachments, first impeachment, and even the second one, although kicked in when Biden was president. But the first one in particular, people blew off subpoenas. If you and I did that, and mm-hmm. we were subpoenaed in front of a grand jury and you did that, you go to jail for criminal contempt. What, now that we have Merrick Garland in there, now that we have a majority, we will put Bannon and Cash Patel and Meadows and Scrivino and the rest of them in jail for criminal contempt, Jeffrey Clark, if they don't show up. So if they show up and obstruct, they sit there, okay, what's your name? Steve Bannon, you know, name, rank, serial number, time. All right, Mr. Bannon, you know, what did you do on January 6th? The only thing he can say that will prevent him from contempt is if he says, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. That's the Fifth Amendment. He can do that. He'll look like hell, but he does have the right to do that. But if he says anything else, executive privilege, or I'm not going to answer that, then what happens is they go to a court and the court orders, compels the testimony. And if he does not answer, then he goes to jail for criminal contempt. Thanks a lot for calling in. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it kind of brings a lot of thoughts to mind here that, you know, Steve Bannon, I mean, that I don't think he ever served in the military. So, I mean, that, and so many of these, you know, Trump supporters, you know, that didn't serve except themselves. I mean, Steve Bannon was, you know, bilking people out of money. I mean, Steve Bannon was pardoned for his crimes, and his crime, one of his crimes was, you know, cheating people, he was raising funds for that stupid wall. And that, you know, and Trump's pardoned him, and his acceptance of that pardon means he was guilty. That, pure and simple. I mean, part of accepting a pardon, as I understand it, is admission of guilt. Correct me if I'm wrong. It is just, you know, like you said, drag these people in front of the committee and they do that, and they don't testify, you stick them in jail like Susan McDougal got stuck in jail, right, and they can sit there and rot. I mean, that, you know, Donald Trump on his way out the door pardoned all these clowns like Michael Flynn, who committed treason. I mean, that a guy in uniform committed treason against the United States, and in years past, he would have, you know, led to a firing squad. And that, you mentioned the Civil War. I mean, that Lincoln dealt with problems then. He had, you know, treacherous generals on the Union side that didn't do things because they were unwilling to commit their troops or they had political ambitions of their own. Like McClellan could have probably ended the war earlier because he refused to take, I can't remember what battle it was, but he refused to take action. And if he would have taken action, he probably could have taken, he could have taken Richmond early in the war.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing, to put it in the modern terms, no, that's good history, but to put it in the modern terms, there is only one thing that, if Bannon doesn't show up, criminal contempt, okay? But if Bannon does show up and he's just sitting there like a lump of coal and he goes, what's your name? Okay, Steve Bannon, you know, where do you reside? Blah, blah, blah. Mr. Bannon, what did you do on January 6th? If he says these words, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me, and he says that a few times, they'll shut it down. And then he's on record as taking the Fifth. When you take the Fifth, remember what the words of it are. I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. Well, if you see these four people say those words, people in this country are going to quickly catch on and go, these guys are crooked. These guys are crooked. Now, and by the way, if somebody takes the Fifth Amendment, in a criminal case, you can't introduce it as evidence or hold it against them. So prosecutor can't get up in a criminal case and say Bannon took the Fifth. But in a civil case, he absolutely can. The plaintiffs can get up there and go, this character here took the Fifth Amendment. And then the judge will turn to the jury and give the following instructions. Ladies and gentlemen, you are instructed that you can draw a negative inference against the defendant for having done that. You can infer from that that he's a no good Nick, basically. And that's why they're very, so he may get up and go somewhere in between, like executive privilege, or I forget, or, you know, well, at some point, if he obstructs, goes in front of a judge, the judge will compel his testimony. If he doesn't testify, the who's gal for contempt of court. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.